I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes. NBA star Dikembe Mutombo didn't have hoop dreams growing up. He wanted to be a doctor, but basketball came calling in college. Now the Houston Rockets center and philanthropist is making a name for himself in the health world by opening a new hospital in his native country, Congo. NPR's Faraj Shadeya spoke with Mutombo about his love for the game and his country.
I came from the Republic Democratic of Congo in Africa. I was born in the city of Kinshasa, the capital city. That's where I was raised in a house of 10 children with my mom and my dad, with cousins, uncles. My dad, he worked for the government, making about $37 a month and trying to do the best he can for his children to have a better education. Every Saturday when my dad used to put us in a living room and having a conversation with him, because that was his only day off. He was relaxing with his kids, and my dad asked me what I want to do, and I asked him, I remember I was in the third grade, I told my dad that I want to become a doctor. And that's the story, that's where I am today.
Of course, you have gone on to be a great basketball player. You're 7'2". People would not necessarily think of you as having aspirations to work in medicine, but now you're traveling back to your homeland to dedicate and open a clinic named after your mother. Tell us a little bit about that.
The civil arrest came in, and my mom passed away in some of the circumstances. And I was like, oh, so I'm trying to reflect more on my mom's death and trying to see how can we do something that will be related to the healthcare system where we can find a way to save a thousand lives. I reached the conclusion that building the hospital was the right thing and that will serve not just my generation, for generations to come. And I went to talk to my cousin, who's a cardiovascular heart surgeon. He told me that I was crazy to try to do something like this, that if I want to do it, it's going to help me. But I have to remember that it's going to take a lot of energy and a lot of time for me to do it, to accomplish it.
I understand you donated about $15
million. $50
million.
And
That's quite substantial.
I tried to do my best, you know. I'm not very, very rich, but I'm glad that I was blessed to be able to do something like this. And then now we see the hospital is opening.
One of the things that we recently did a series on was AIDS. How is the Congo dealing with the issue of AIDS?
They have destroyed the fabric of society. We already lost more than 20 million people just in the infection. And we already lost 1,000 people with tuberculosis. We lost million people with malaria. And you go on, Africa already, you have more than 40 million children in the African continent who have left orphans because they've lost their loved one, their mom or their dad from this pandemic.
I couldn't help but notice that you have 7 children, 4 of whom are close relatives, children
yes.
that you've adopted. Has any of that been because of deaths in your family?
Yes. One of my brothers just died recently. He went out the night before. He came out, he was just sitting in the couch, and then the kids realized that daddy was not moving. You know, he just came in the morning, and he was eating breakfast, and he laying in the couch. And then you have my oldest one who died from lung cancer from just smoking. It's a big chaos right now in the continent of Africa.
Well,
and
seems,
I'm glad that I'm part of the solution.
Yeah, it seems as if you really have made a personal commitment as well as this philanthropic
yes.
commitment, you know, by taking people into your home and then also starting this project. Let me ask you what kind of support you've gotten from your colleagues in the NBA.
Oh, the support has been great. I have a lot of guys who have donated a lot of money, which has been good. At the beginning, it was a little bit tough. It was not easy to sell the project to so many people who don't have so much knowledge of the African continent or better understanding of the continent. But now, I think after staying in the game for so long, guys start getting the picture of really what is happening in Africa.
Speaking of staying in the game for so long, you have been a key player on several different teams in the NBA.
Yes, ma'am.
How much longer do you think you're going to keep up your athletic career? I mean, do you feel with all of these other things that you're working on that you still have a passion for the game and you're going to stay in it as long as you can?
I still have a little bit of passion. I still love the game. But the desire have kind of switched a little bit. You know, I think I've been more fascinated with the death toll on the African continent. And I see that someone like me in the private sector who can take the initiative is a really a big lesson for all of us to learn that we cannot leave all of the problem to be solved by a large organization. But even little people, when they come together, they can make a big difference as well.
Dikembe Mutombo, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
That was NBA star and humanitarian Dikembe Mutombo with NPR's Farai Chidea.